All right. Why don't we knock out the finalizations? And Chad, you got to walk up here either way, so.
Mr. Chair, do you want to finish proposals or hop into finalizations right away?
Up here, let's finish the proposals, and then we'll get to the finalizations in.
Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. Mr. Chair, on page 71 would be the administrative action for the fall turkey license allocation. As Tom indicated, what the rule change would be setting the maximum cap. On page 72 would be the actual number of licenses and those respective license types that we have recommended for you here today in conjunction with the fall turkey proposal. So page 73 would just be a comparison for you between what is being recommended here today versus what was available the previous 2 years. So with that, I would try to answer any questions you might have, and we would need action on this to move forward for public comment.
All right, questions on this proposal? I see none. I'd entertain a motion to approve. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of this say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carries.
Okay, on page 74, we have for you a sage-grouse hunting season recommendation. Some of you were around when we recently revised the plan for sage-grouse, which provides guidance for having a season or not. And based on the guidance within the plan on two consecutive years of greater than 300 males counted on all lecs that we survey, which are predominantly in Butte and Harding County, last year we were at 173 males. This year we are still conducting the survey, probably be wrapped up here in 2 or 3 weeks, but even if we were above 300, the guidance within the plan would not provide us to bring forward a recommendation to open the season. So essentially we have no change to a closure of that season. So,
all right, any questions on that?
Have you seen any improvement?
Through the chair, Commissioner Bees, good question. On page 75, you can see there's two graphs there. The top one indicates the number of males counted per lec and the total number of males. So you can see we had a dip there in, you know, around 2017, 2018, based on our surveys of males attending those lecs. They've been pretty consistent. Again, we don't know what this year is looking like unless I believe Trenton's here. I don't know if Trenton has any update on preliminary data, but we would maybe provide that information to you once all the surveys are completed. But at least right now, it's kind of status quo for sage-grouse.
Any further questions? All right, thank you, Chad. And Morning Dove.
Yeah, so this discussion started about about a year ago. Parks Division staff and wildlife staff talking about some additional opportunity we can provide up at Shade Hill Reservoir up in northern Perkins County. This pertains to dove hunting, and right now a good portion of that rec area is closed to dove hunting. After discussion amongst parks and wildlife staff, they feel we can open up quite a bit of property here to morning dove, you know, to dove hunting. Sounds like it's pretty good dove hunting around Shade Hill. I've never done it myself, but in that map below, you can see essentially about everything there in purple would be state park and rec area. So the recommendation here is to change in rule that closure and allow dove hunting opportunity there at Shade Hill. Park staff feel confident in that, not having any issues with the objectives of providing you know, their management goals at the park there and whatnot. So we thought we'd bring that for you for a recommendation and put it out for public comment. So,
all right, thank you. Any questions from the commission? And moved. Is there a second? Second. Thank you. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Post same sign, motion carries. All right, we are on CSP Bison Hunt. Is Jason available? Welcome, Matt.
Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, Custer State Park. Jason Gooder has actually took the opportunity to be out in the field today to look at some thinning and operations going on, so I gave him a bye. Real quick this afternoon, we got three proposals in front of you dealing with our Custer State Park bison hunt. The first one, the 410642, is our trophy bison hunt, where we're looking to offer 8 licenses again this year. We typically are looking for 10-plus-year-old bulls that are kind of at that age of where they're no longer great for breeding, and you know, natural causes usually start setting in to where, you know, they're not around. So it's, we offer them up for a trophy hunt. Like we have in the past, we're still at that $6,500 for that. When staff, again, look this year at some of the private places that do that, we're still in line with them. Some of them are a little bit higher, some are a little bit lower, and some of them have different amenities than what we offer. Basically, what we're offering is a guided hunt, usually offer 3 days, and within that three-day period, that hunter is usually successful to take that bull that they want to take. So no changes from last year, and take any questions if there are.
All right, any questions for Matt? All right, next one.
Next one is our non-trophy bison harvest, where we basically are taking our two-year-old bulls that are don't pass the fertility test, and we turn them out, and we have 15 that we offer up to hunters to come in and take. Price at that, again, this year is $3,200. There, again, we still feel like we're still in line with the private sector, and it's a good hunt. It's still sought after, and a lot of the people after that are after the meat. So there again, no changes from last year.
Questions? All right, next.
And the final one is just the license forms and fees that go along with that, that basically set the dates. We offer 61 days starting the third Monday in November for the trophy hunts, and the non-trophy hunts begin that first Monday in October and run for 40 days. So there again, no changes from last year. Same structure.
Okay, questions? All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Next up, we'll cover, Director Kirschman will cover mentor turkey recruitment.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director. I'd be a page, I lost my page number here for you, in your booklet, talking about page number 82, the turkey hunting recruitment licenses. We had talked to you the last commission meeting about this concept that we had brought forward about offering up 10 licenses to NGO conservation organizations that could apply for these licenses and use as a recruitment tool to bring more youth into the arena of turkey hunting. We really don't have any substance change. The one change that we bring to you for the proposal is maybe some clarity to the name of it. We had initially brought forward the concept of the mentored youth turkey recruitment licenses. While we're using the youth mentor structure to do these licenses, we did hear a few comments from folks that we talked to, and it seemed to create a little level of confusion. So our one recommended change to you is just adjusting the name of this concept to the turkey hunting recruitment licenses and scratching out mentored youth, just again to lessen a confusion factor to the folks that may be interested in this out there. So that's our only recommended change, and so if you're obliged to that, we would just ask for you to adopt that and continue on with the public comment on this concept.
All right, thank you. Questions for Director Kirschman? Hearing none, and I'd entertain a motion.
Motion to adopt.
Been moved and seconded. All right, thank you. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, motion carries. Thank you.